And welcome to the Bell for Breakfast podcast, a great podcast for on-the-go info. I'm your host, Isabella. Today on the show, you will learn lots of great information about ancient India, space, and grasslands, wetlands, and woodlands. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. Ancient India. Our first segment for today will be ancient India. I will be talking about housing, education, government, and the roles of the people in ancient India. I will start with the people in ancient India and what role they played. In ancient India, people were divided into castes, which are social classes. This happened shortly after the Aryan invasion, which was in 1500 BC. There were four castes, then there were the untouchables, and then there were the slaves. The untouchables and the slaves had no caste. The highest caste was the priests and leaders, known as the Brahmins. Only Brahmin
women weren't allowed
to,
though,
or teach in schools.
There weren't many Brahmins in ancient India.
Next came the Kshatriya, or the warriors. There were not many Kshatriyas either. Most Kshatriyas were in the army, or a leader in another way. Women weren't allowed to be warriors, but they could still be in the Kshatriya caste. Then there were the Vaishyas, which were farmers and traders who owned their own businesses or farms. There were a lot of Vaishyas. The lowest caste was the Shudras, the farmhands and servants who didn't own their own land or businesses, who had to work for somebody else. But gradually farmers that owned land fell into this caste too. Probably this caste had the largest amount of people. After the Shudras were the untouchables, who did not have a caste, as I mentioned earlier. They usually got the worst jobs, like collecting rubbish or cleaning up people's feces from the gutters. I sure wouldn't like to have those jobs. And last of all were the slaves. Also, within these castes, there were a lot of smaller groups. People that came from different castes didn't usually marry or make friends with people from other castes. People that lived in different castes were also not allowed to eat together. Now I'll move on to housing in ancient India. Most of the houses in ancient India were square or rectangular, with the rooms arranged around a small courtyard. Some families probably owned a whole house and lived in it with their slaves, while others rented only one room in a house which all their family lived in. The rulers built bigger buildings, such as a town warehouse for storing wheat and barley, and a public bathing house. These buildings were square and rectangular, with courtyards in the centre like the houses, and made of mud brick or baked brick. Now I will talk briefly about education in ancient India. As I mentioned earlier, only the Brahmin men could go to school or teach in schools. The children at school studied music, art, religion, engineering, literature, science, and mathematics. When they got older, they lived at the school. There were no servants, and the students had to do everything for themselves, including washing their clothes and cooking their food. A teacher in India is called a guru. Now it's time for the final part of the ancient India segment, ancient India's government. In the beginning of the Vedic age, people did not have a settled life, but with the development of agriculture, people began to settle down into groups. The groups were like tribes, and although the concept of king had not yet been developed, the head of the tribe was supposed to be the king, or the Raja. There were 16 kingdoms by the 6th century BC. In ancient India, there were also some small republics. These republics had some elements of democracy in their administration. The king was assisted by officials and ministers who he appointed and was the supreme head of the legislative, executive, and judiciary branches. In the Mauryan period, there were both civil and military officials. There were also officials who maintained the records of expenditure of government, population, and income. Income tax and custom duties were collected by clerks and officials. Royal agents and spies reported to the king about various developments in his kingdom, and they could contact the king at any time. The empire was divided into provinces, and each province was ruled by a governor and a council of ministers. And this concludes our ancient India segment for today. Grasslands, wetlands, and woodlands. Now it's time for the second segment, grasslands, woodlands, and wetlands. I will explain what each land is and tell you three cool facts about each. I will start with grassland. Grasslands develop where there isn't enough rain for forests, but too much rain for deserts, and are filled with grass. Now it's time for the cool facts. Cool fact number one. In America, grasslands are known as prairie, in South Africa, a veldt, in Asia and Europe, the steppes, and in South America, the pampas. Cool fact number two. Wildfires allow the grasslands to be open and free of trees and shrubs. Any seedling of a plant or tree that appears is killed off by the intense heat. But if the fire doesn't clear the seedlings, the grasslands would become a shrubland and change forever. The plants in the grasslands, amazingly, have actually adapted to the wildfires that come through, and they actually need them to stay healthy and grow new vegetation in the spring. Cool fact number three. Grasslands are now major regions for growing crops like wheat, corn, and other grains. Now I will talk about woodlands. Woodland is land where trees are very closely grouped and cover quite a large area. Now it's time for the cool facts about woodlands. Cool fact number one. Virtually the whole of Britain was covered by woodland thousands of years ago, but 90% of this has been destroyed by human activity since then. Cool fact number two. There is an enormous variety of wildlife that depend on woodlands. Woodland trees are used as homes by many birds, insects, and animals. Cool fact number three. Many woodland plants have gone into decline or even become extinct in the last 50 years. Now I will talk about wetlands. Wetlands are areas of land where water covers the soil all year or just at certain times of the year. Now I'll tell you some cool wetlands facts. Cool fact number one. Wetlands are highly productive ecosystems. They are able to capture energy and provide food for many animals. Cool fact number two. They provide opportunities for recreation activities. Some of these include bird watching, swimming, and boating. Cool fact number three. Wetlands provide vital habitats for some species of threatened animals. So that concludes the grasslands, woodlands, and wetlands segment for today. I hope you learnt some new facts and remember to look after our grasslands, woodlands, and wetlands because they are very important to us. Space! Now it's time for our last segment today, the space segment. Today I will be talking about what planets, stars, meteors and comets are, and the differences between terrestrial planets and gas giants. I'll start with what planets, stars, meteors and comets are. What is a planet? As stated on the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, website, the International Astronomical Union, IAU, said that the definition for a planet is now officially known as a celestial body that A is in orbit around the Sun, B has sufficient mass for its self-gravity to overcome rigid body forces so that it assumes a hydrostatic equilibrium, nearly round shape, and C has cleared the neighbourhood around its orbit. Planets in our solar system are Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. But the International Astronomical Union formally downgraded Pluto from an official planet to a dwarf planet on August 24, 2006. A dwarf planet is a celestial body that A is in orbit around the Sun, B has sufficient mass for its self-gravity to overcome rigid body forces so that it assumes a hydrostatic equilibrium, nearly round shape, C has not cleared the neighbourhood around its orbit, and D is not a satellite, according to the International Astronomical Union. What is a star? A star is a large ball of burning gas in space. Stars appear to us as small points of light in the sky on clear nights. A shooting star is a piece of rock or metal that burns very brightly when it enters the Earth's atmosphere from space and is seen from Earth as a bright star travelling very fast across the sky. Here are two did you know facts about stars. Did you know that the Sun is actually a huge star? And did you know that the planet Venus is referred to as the morning star as you can see it shining in the sky just after the sun rises? What are meteors and comets? A meteor is a piece of rock or metal that burns very brightly when it enters the Earth's atmosphere from space. And a comet is a bright object with a long tail that travels around the sun. There is a famous comet known as Halley's Comet, which comes back every 75 to 76 years. Halley's Comet is the most famous of the periodic comets, which are comets having orbital periods of less than 200 years, also known as short period comets, or which have been observed during more than a single perihelion passage. Although, periodic comet is also sometimes used to define any comet with a periodic orbit, even if greater than 200 years. Now I'll talk about the differences between terrestrial planets and gas giants. Terrestrial planets are solid, small, and close to the Sun, while gas giants are made of gas, huge, and far away from the Sun. And this concludes our space segment for today.
It's almost the end.
It's almost the end of our podcast for today, but before I sign off from Bala for Breakfast, I would just like to acknowledge the following websites which I got information from to help me create my podcast. Without these websites, this podcast wouldn't have been possible. Firstly, www.culturalindia.net/Indian-history/ancient-India/ancient-government. For information on government in ancient India. Next, library.thinkquest.org/India education and www.indiaedu.com/history-education-India and www.thisismyindia.com/ancient-India/ancient-India-education for information on education in ancient India. Next, www.historyforkids.org/learn/India/index for all around information on ancient India. Next, www.windows.ucar.edu/tour/link=earth/grassland-eco
and mammal-habitats.suite101.com/article.cfm/grassland-mammals-and-prairie-ecology
and library.thinkquest.org/grassland for information and facts on grassland. Also, www.reefed.edu.au/wetlands/why are wetlands important for facts on wetlands. Also, www.environment.gov.au/water/topics/wetlands/about/index for information on wetlands. Also, www.lbro.org/wwatch/infopages/woodlands/woodland-intro for information on woodlands. Also, Google Dictionary for the meanings of words, including stars, meteors, and comets for the space segment. solarsystem.nasa.gov/planets/index.cfm for planets information. en.wikipedia.org/wiki/Halley's Comet and wikipedia.org/wiki/Periodic Comet for Halley's Comet information. And last one, wiki.answers.com/q/what is different from terrestrial planets from gas giants for terrestrial planets and gas giants information.
Again, thank you for listening to my podcast. If you would like to email me about anything you've heard on the show today, just email balaforbreakfastpodcast@gmail.com and all those letters are lowercase, and I'll be happy to receive your email and will reply. So, thank you for watching and see you next time on Bala for Breakfast.